Today's podcast is brought to you by Behind the Tech with Kevin Scott. Links in your favorite description, in your favorite podcast application. You can find things. And you can also find us here. We're there. Yeah.
Sorry.
A lot going on today, Paul.
Give me a couple examples.
GameStack Live from Microsoft, 12 o'clock.
Not for everybody.
I thought it was open to everybody.
No, it's an invite-only thing, I think.
Oh, is it really?
Yeah, I think they're probably going to just bring people in over time. Like, they kind of did this with xCloud, right? Right in the beginning, I think. Something like that. I think. I wish it wasn't. I wish it was just open. I don't understand what the big deal is.
I don't know. Well, maybe that's news to me. Maybe not. And then there's also the Apple PR extravaganza at 1 p.m.
Yeah. Actually, yeah, that's not super interesting to me just because...
You don't want AirTags, Paul, maybe? Possibly? AirTags?
Maybe I don't care about things like that. Like, I just don't... AirTags is, like, not going to impact anyone who doesn't use all Apple stuff, so whatever. I mean, there's already stuff for this, right?
Yeah, but it's not made by...
That's true. They Tim do lack the Apple logo. No, you're right. You're right.
He hasn't blessed it with his holy App Store.
Right. That's what he should do is dress like the Pope every time he's on stage. You could have like a giant like golden rod in one hand and some kind of boiling kettle of something in the other. Walking around spreading incense. You know, chanting would be good. Maybe we could stand, kneel, and sit down at different times during the presentation.
I'm pretty sure people already do when they applaud in these things.
Oh, God.
Although we haven't heard applause in these things in a while because they've not really been...
Oh, it's been so good. So good.
Maybe they could...
Just as a reminder to everybody, Microsoft used to bring in fans to the last couple of Surface events they had live because they wanted more applause. Just in case you're wondering what still keeps me up at night.
Hooping and a hollering.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Want to play to the home crowd, I guess.
Some crowd. So I need to finish up my write-up on the battery life of the Surface Laptop 4, but it's pretty good. Mm-hmm. Like,
yeah, it should be. It should be with those two. Which one did you get, the AMD or the...
The AMD Ryzen 7. I would peg it reasonably at about 10 hours.
Yeah, so. That's... No, those laptops are... laptops based on that chipset... That's reasonable.
And when you compare it to the last gen, that's about like 7 hours better in some cases.
Yeah, it's an unfair comparison.
It really is. I mean, this is like T-ball versus baseball.
Right. Right. Ted Williams just showed up to my kid's T-ball game and knocked one out of the park. You know, actually, Ted Williams is dead. But you understand. Anyway, yes, it is a significant improvement. That's good. The chipset, I mean.
Yeah. I mean, making that statement, 0.0% of people should be shocked. Like, it's almost the perfect laptop. Almost. All it needs is Ryzen 5000 and Thunderbolt 4, and, like, it would be the de facto, like, this is the chocolate chip cookie of the PC market, right? It's, you know exactly what you're getting. There's no extra macadamia nuts there. It's just chocolate chip cookie, but right now it's more of like a sugar cookie because it's missing that little like thing that everyone wants, which is the chocolate.
I don't build PCs, obviously. Well, I mean, not certainly.
You should. They're fun.
Microsoft. I have built PCs, but...
Well, you should do it now. Oh, you shouldn't do it now. Now is a terrible time to build a PC because you can't find chips for anything.
Please pay attention. So what I meant was, I didn't, for a PC maker, I didn't think it was possible to use the latest generation Intel chipsets and not support Thunderbolt. Or USB 4, you know,
I
really didn't think. I thought the thing that was going to bring Microsoft kicking and screaming into this world was just the fact that this thing is part of the chipset, you know, mm-hmm. It's part of the SoC or whatever. And I guess it's not. So I don't, you know.
That actually brings up an interesting question. Like, did they intentionally, well, they obviously intentionally did it, but did they, like,
they had to have, right? Like, is it disabled somewhere?
Yeah.
No, I mean, I'm sure what they just don't do is have any, they just don't have the port anywhere, right? So there's no, just doesn't do it, you know. I think, I mean, I don't, like I said, I don't know for sure, but I mean, it's, you know, you don't see like, you just don't see this combination of capabilities anywhere else. Like, you know.
Makes you wonder if like Intel came to Microsoft and said, look, we got these 11th gen chips. The Thunderbolt doesn't, we'll take them. Like,
yeah, yeah, like that's right. They didn't meet the yield requirements. Oh, no, we got them. We got them.
Like, yeah. That's.
I mean, do you know off the top of your head? I mean, the USB ports on this thing must be 20 gigabits, right?
That I don't know off the top of my head.
I think, yeah, it must be, right?
But it's got, well, it's USB Gen. Well, I thought maybe it might be 3.1.
I mean,
I think, is it 3.2, the 20 gig?
Could be. If it's not, it's 4, but yeah.
Yeah, you know, at least USB keeps it nice and easy. Like, it's, you got USB 3.1, 3.2, 4. Like, there's, they're worse than the HDMI people, I think.
I know. Let me see what, if I can find this. I'm just, I don't know why I even care. It doesn't matter. This is just one, just, it literally, you know, goddamn these people. It literally just says one USB-C port, one USB-A port. It doesn't even list the versions, you know, like Microsoft, come on. There could be a USB 2 port for all we know, you know? It's not, right?
But
all right, just don't take me down these rabbit holes, man. This makes me upset.
Just check off my to-do list, making Paul angry for the day. There we go.
It's like Sprint Tesla. You may notice that the wheels are wood. they still work. They don't go as fast. So just be careful. Our customers have told us they don't want to go too fast. That's why they buy a Tesla. They don't like speed. That is a conversation that has never happened.
Mm-hmm. Also, a conversation that's never happened is I'm looking very forward to buying the next Google tracker.
But what?
The Google Fitbit Lux
tracker. Oh, like, what are you talking about? Oh, yes, they're owned by Google now. That's true.
Yeah.
Yeah. Honestly, if this thing had come out before I bought the watch, I probably would have bought this instead, because all I really wanted was a tracker with a more readable screen. And Fitbit trackers to date have had like a, I guess I'll call it a gray scale kind of a display. And they're hard to read, like, you know, small display and it's like really small text. And I noticed when I used a Samsung tracker, whatever that thing was called, Samsung Galaxy Fit probably, you know, hit a color screen. So even though the screen was smaller, it helped the text kind of pop and it was readable even for me. And so I would have loved a device like that. And now I'm used to this thing. And plus I bought it, but, yeah, that would have been preferable for sure.
Which also, I'm going to reiterate my Twitter joke because I thought it was hilarious in my own head. Okay. Does it support Flock? No.
Right. Oh, geez. I just see it.
So you're right.
That's my contact lens. I just pulled it out of my eye. Now I can sort of see you. Honestly, it's kind of an improvement.
Wow.
Too much? Yeah. Sorry.
Yeah. Anyways, on the world's best segue here, make sure to check out Behind the Tech today, because we're highlighting the episode this week with Ashley Lorenz, and this person is way smarter than Paul and I, and I say that confidently because they talk about artificial intelligence, robotics, and autonomous systems, which Paul and I love very much, actually. It's a good episode. Paul, have you listened to this one yet?
I have not. I'm sorry.
Yeah, you should. It's good. It's out on all your major podcast platforms. Bye. Kevin Scott, Chief Technology Officer over at Microsoft. I don't know why I came back to Paul. I think it was...
It's okay.
Usually stay here and be like, check out Behind the Tech with Ashley Lorenz.
With an Indian tear coming down my cheek because of all the garbage.
I insulted both of us by saying that we're not smart.
Well, I honestly, compared to the guys that he would be talking to on that show, we're not.
I mean, let's recap this episode. Paul poked his own eye.
You know, this happens more and more frequently these days, and I don't think it's because I'm getting older and clumsier. I think it's because contacts are made really poorly now. You know, they're just mass-produced, and I just said something about this to my wife. Like, if you put in a pair of contacts 7 days a week, five-ish days, one of them will go in backwards, and then you have to meaning because it can pop and go in the opposite direction, it won't fit in that way, so you have to like. Pop it back the other way, rinse it off, pop it back in, and then your eye gets a little irritated. And you do this stupid little game every morning, and it's like, we should have perfected this technology. We're like, this should just work. Why could it ever reverse itself in the little cup it sits in? And why does that happen? This happens sometimes. Like, I'll be cleaning my face in the shower, and I pop up my.
I think they did perfect it. It's called LASIK.
Yeah, I think I might be a little old for LASIK. Maybe not. I don't know.
Honestly, I have no relation to putting in contacts or LASIK because I don't wear glasses, and knock on wood, hopefully I don't need to for a while. So I have no idea what it's like to wake up and poke my eye every morning and put glass on it or whatever it is.
It's not glass, but it's nothing because obviously you can touch your eye. It doesn't hurt. Like
Oh,
people
that's.
are, no, I know, but people, but it's just, you don't even
No,
notice it. Like
like
it's,
I believe you, but it's still like as somebody
if
who
you
has
did it,
not.
look, I'm touching my eye. It doesn't hurt.
Remember how I say Kevin Scott is way smarter?
Look at me. I'm touching my eye. Give me a prize.
I know
Yeah.
you can touch your eye. You can touch your brain, and it doesn't hurt, technically. I mean, there's no.
Okay. Yeah, but you don't have a contact lens to put on your brain. I mean, look, if you do this every day, it's just an everyday thing. My wife gave a diabetes, an insulin shot to a cat every day for like 2 or 3 years in a row. Every day. Picked up the animal by her scruff, jabbed her with a needle, collected these things in one of those containers you have to have, right, for hazardous waste. Did this for years. Years. So you can get used to stuff. You
Did
know?
she ever just look at you while she's just doing the injection, like you're next? Like, that's what my wife would do.
Well, no, when we found out we were going to have to do this, my comment to the vet was like, I'm like, how much is this going to cost? You know, and it's like, blah, 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 whatever. And I'm like, how much does it cost to put down the animal? And my wife's like, no, I'm going to do this. She did it every day. And then it cured itself, by the way, of diabetes. One day it was lollygagging around the house. I thought, okay, God, it's going to die finally. And
Jesus Christ.
turns out it had insulin shock. It didn't need it anymore. It cured itself of diabetes. That was the day I learned you can do that. It's just, thought it was a death sentence.
And our wives say we're not empathetic. I don't know where they
Thank you. Thank you.
exactly. Well, I don't know if the listeners got anything out of this episode, but you can probably get something out of Behind the Tech with Kevin Scott. It's right there. It's on all your major podcast platforms. Links in the description of wherever you're looking on this thing. And we'll be back tomorrow to talk more about poking yourself in the eye.
Yeah, it's a rich topic.
Yeah, a lot of meat there.